Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ, and welcome to November 2024. We welcome you here this November 3rd, 2024. Time just marches right on, and I guess that's a good thing, depending on how you look at it, right? Boy, it seems like the days, and it, you know, we fell back in time, so to speak, and so less daylight, but praise the Lord, Jesus is still on the throne. We still serve the King of Kings, and we thank you for joining us. Going to talk about some current events this morning, have some few things that, some follow-ups on some things we've talked about this last month or two. It's exciting times, couple more days to vote, couple more days if you're going to vote, and so it is exciting time. But we don't want to, you know, with all the hullabaloo that's going on in the world, we can't get away from who we are as Christians, as true followers of Jesus Christ, of what our duty is, what our role is, that we are to be a praying people. And I think that's coming out more and more. More and more people are seeing that. And so, Remnant, I hope you're prayed up this morning. We do our best to remind you of doing that until we have that good habit, those good habits developed. And we follow them pretty regularly. That's why they call them habits of praying on the Lord's Prayer and praying the Lord's Prayer and praying for our nation and our family and our neighbors and our church and doing those things. And we start here with the Epistle Prayer. I see this happening. I see this prayer being answered. So I keep praying it. I hope you do too. Hope you'll join me. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. You know, there's some pretty basic principles in the Bible that just aren't taught today, that aren't realized, and one of them is 1 John 3:4. I think I inadvertently closed down a prayer meeting with some Judeo-Christians by quoting this, because they didn't want to hear it. I firmly believe that. But 1 John 3:4, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. It's just as simple as that. And what do we have in our land today? Lawlessness abounds. It just abounds. You have governments and agencies and whatnot that say, we know it's illegal, we're doing it anyway. Or yeah, you shouldn't do it, but we're not doing anything about it. Lawlessness abounds. Matthew 24:12. The other thing that happens too when lawlessness abounds that I think we all have to guard ourselves against, and just trying to set up for some current events to talk to you about this morning, is, but in Matthew 24:12, it says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And see, that's what's happened, I think, today, is that these go hand in hand. You know, we've heard the messages, where's the joy? I remember our pastor going and just sitting and watching people. And nobody's, I mean, everybody's walking around just, you know, no happiness, no joy, no smiles, because the heart of man has grown cold because of this lawlessness. Why have the law? Well, so you have joy in the land. How about that? We've been talking to you a little bit. Again, not that we're women's college volleyball fans, but there's been a stir this year in the women's college volleyball circles, or whatever you have. San Jose State has had a transgender player, and several, now it's up to, I think, 7 or 8, getting close to 10, I think, teams have refused to play San Jose State because of this, because they cheat, because they got a male on the team. Well, they've had members of the team have spoken out about it. Well, now the coach has. And guess what? Out of here, coach. Batiste Moos was the coach, filed a Title IX complaint against San Jose State earlier this week, alleging that San Jose State showed favoritism for transgender player Blair Fleming at the expense of the women on the team. So they suspended her. They said, nope, you're out of here. We don't want anything to do with that. They suspended head volleyball coach Melissa Batiste-Mose. I think I got a picture of him, Jason. You can roll maybe that next screen or two. But it's, and I titled it, "It's Not Common Sense." It's not. There you go. There's the coach, the blonde with the glasses, and there's the thing on the other side. Cheat. Transgender, mentally disturbed person. Coach was not allowed to gather her belongings from her office. She was told to leave campus immediately and instructed not to return to campus until further notice. They said I'd have to contact personnel at a later date to get into my office and get into my belongings. And see, that's how it goes. See, and I think I had one more picture of this filthy thing that's there that overshadows and over. See, there's very few people that'll stand up, but some do. Some do stand up to this and say, no. No. And finally, the coach had enough. Now, the coach, you know this has been brewing, but see, they've finally been like, oh, Popeye, I've had all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. And Remnant, I hope you see that that's a good thing, okay? We are so far down the rabbit hole. We are so far away from the true word of God in this nation. Founded on the principles, absolutely. Founded as the nation born in a day, absolutely. But we have just gotten so far away, it's insane. It's just crazy. It really is. So, it's just not common sense when you have this, but there's more and more people, teams, universities, and even their coach saying, this is wrong. Now, they fired her. So be it. So be it. I think she knew that was going to happen. Now, when you look on the other side, there is, I think, a little common sense in the land going on. Saw this, had a former President Trump rally just, I want to say yesterday, I just saw it yesterday's news. Trump rails against the gender insanity, let's call it what it is, as college team thanks him for standing with women. And I forget where he was, Virginia or somewhere, I didn't get all the details, but this was the headline, and you see the smaller picture of the girls there in pink, and it was one of the women's volleyball teams that had stood up and said, no, we're not going to play. Hey, University of Wyoming said no. Of course, I think CSU down here in Colorado played them. But he stands up for that, and he says, this is insanity. But you know, when the emperor's walking around with no clothes, it's insanity to just go along with it and think that, oh, they're beautiful robes and they're made of gold and, oh, it's great, right? That's the insanity. It truly is. But then when, as our pastor taught, you know, when you're the only sane one in the insane asylum, they look at you like you're crazy. That's okay. Let's stick with the word. And we'll continue on. Saw another little bit. We had Aurora, Colorado was in the news again. Want to start with this scripture. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And, you know, when you know the truth sets you free. We had this that had been covered up by the police, these gangs that have been taken over, these apartment complexes down in Aurora, as well as they had done so like in El Paso, whatever. Well, here this this resident of those places, this was one of the pictures from her security camera, ex-Aurora resident and forever Democrat was forced to flee the gang violence. She says she's voting Republican going forward. Cindy Romero says support from people like former President Trump has been life-changing. Now, I don't want you to think we worship Trump here, okay? We do not. I'm just telling you, this is what it is. You got one people that are saying Jesus ain't welcome here, and you got others that saying he is, and it's black and white. And so these are just some more details of common people that are having their eyes opened, okay? The couple's security camera recorded a group of armed men believed to be affiliated with the Trindy Aragua gang forcing their way into a neighbor's house. Several shootouts occurred at the complex, Romero said. During one, a bullet hit her car. She said people police rarely responded to her 911 calls. How about that? You know why? The police want to. It's their commissioner, the attorney general and stuff that won't let them. How about that? Democrats called her a liar. I saw the interview that she did with Fox News, and it was, you know, this is a neighbor, you could say. She only lives a couple hours away. I haven't been treated very well by the other people that I've reached out to for help, Romero told Fox News Digital. I reached out to who I thought would help me because I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I got nothing but pushback and called a liar. She shows them pictures of these gang, armed gangs. She shows them the bullet hole in her car. Oh, you're just a liar. You're just a liar. See, if you won't have a love for the truth, you will be deluded by a lie, so says God. In John 8:32, we'll bring that one up. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, you know what? This woman has had her eyes open. Now, it took armed gangs next door hearing shootouts and bullet holes in her car. But she's got it now. And I think when we see these things that are happening across our land, this is what's happening. It is that drastic, whether it's storms, whether it's floods, whether it's armed gangs. We'll talk a little bit more about some more gangs. But it's waking people up. Lifelong Democrat. I believed it for life. And I reach out to these people that I've been associated with for life. And they call me a liar. So that woke her up. Praise God. Well, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. You see it there on the screen if you're watching. It is a voice in the wilderness. Got the newswire there. There's tons there. If you've got current events and breaking news, email us at jason@sfaw.org, and we'll get it posted up there. And the broadcast schedule's there. Tons of information. You can look at the screen, the stream that we have that's going on now. Archives, lots there. It's a tool for you. It's a weapon in your backpack to be able to share the truth with others, so we hope you do. Let's take a look at Revelation 22:11. Revelation 22:11. I think this time fast approaches. Let the unrighteous continue to be unrighteous, and the vile continue to be vile. Let the righteous continue to practice righteousness, and the holy continue to be holy. Now, see that? That points to a time, you think about the wise and foolish virgins, that points to a time when the foolish virgins were gone. Oh, they'd been ready. They thought. They were anticipating. They were waiting for the bridegroom. But they really weren't ready. They weren't prepared. And so they had to leave. They had to go. And then it was too late. And so that time is approaching. Saw this. More illegals robbing banks. Okay? And this is a picture of their torch kit. And you see them outside. They're not stupid, I guess. They were dressed up as construction workers. Groups of illegals using blow torches, cell phone jammers, and disguises to rob banks across multiple states. I hadn't heard of any of this. Alleged bank bandits used sophisticated tactics to steal more than $4 million in cash. The crew, made up mostly of Chilean nationals, targeted more than 29 banks and credit unions throughout California, Oregon, and Washington between May and October. Hey, we welcome you here. Come, let us give you $3,000, $4,000 a month and housing and all this stuff. That ain't enough. Because lawlessness is lawlessness. And then this next one I copied and pasted. They listed their names. Morales of Chile, Silva, Olivares, Rodriguez, Serra, Guzman, Frias, Alarcon, Munoz, Mieres, Moreno, all of Chile, Peru, Venezuela, Chilean nationals. This just truth. Truth. Call me a racist. It's just truth. This is what they do, right? The enemy goes higher and higher. You go lower and lower. How about the economy? I like this from Ezekiel. I titled this slide, The Economy God's Way. By your wisdom and your understanding, this is Ezekiel 28:4. By your wisdom and your understanding, you have made wealth for yourself and have gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. See, when we do it God's way, He approves it. But what are we doing? What are we living in this land? Let me tell you, next slide is the U.S. economy stinks. It just absolutely does, every way you look at it. But it's Babylon falling. It really is. Wendy's closing 100 restaurants by the end of the year. 140 restaurants by the end of the year. Ford, their Blue Oval City outside of Memphis didn't work. They're still announcing layoffs from, I think, here this next week till the end of the year of building their F-150 Lightning. Hundreds laid off. They got that F-150 Lightning EV truck. They're just shutting down for the rest of the year. The private sector, the job report came out, shrank by 28,000, the worst since 2020. While government jobs rose by 40,000, that's only 12,000 new jobs for October. The proposal, the numbers that were put out were 100,000. Oh, but they were revised from 100,000 down to 12. And the only reason that it was 12 is because the government added 40,000 jobs. Manufacturing employment fell by 46,000 this last quarter. Third consecutive monthly decline. Compared with a year ago, manufacturing employment is down by 31,000. We don't make anything. Oh, we buy it, but it's all made by slave labor in China. Retail jobs fell by 6,400. Professional and business services declined by 47,000. Leisure and hospitality jobs also declined. We talked about it on, I think Jason brought it up Saturday morning on Coffee, that, oh, but the reports show, well, see, the reports can say anything they want. The reports don't show that half of what, or the numbers they do report, there's that many that are still jobless. Oh, jobless rate's 4.7%. Yeah, but there's 7% before that are still jobless from the month before. Babylon falling. It really is. It really is. And you know, we've talked here and talking with the remnant, sure seemed like the remnant's getting by. And I've reminded some of the remnant that, you know, the Bible says that what the righteous, God's righteous don't beg bread. They're taken care of. You know, the widow that obeyed, who was it, Elijah? Lived. There were lots of widows in that day. There were lots that died in that day, the word says, but not that one. And again, it comes back to that obedience to the word. Certainly believing, certainly repenting, being baptized, moving from that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Had another one of those this week. Praise the Lord. The heavens rejoice at that. Deuteronomy 30, just a couple slides left. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. See, we do have a choice. God says, see, I have set before you today life and goodness, as well as death and disaster. You know, we hear a lot about the free will of man. And really, the free will of man is, you know what? We have a free will to sin just as much as we want. We have a free will to choose death and disaster as a people, as ever. But we also have that choice to choose life and goodness, as this version says. Now, we've seen some death and disaster and destruction just this, what, last few months, this late summer and fall, all across this land. Have you seen this flooding in Spain? I couldn't help. I wanted to bring this up. Just a couple pictures here. Hopefully you've seen it. Some of this, over 200 that they've confirmed dead. Some of the videos of these. I mean, you see these vehicles just piled up. These floods just absolutely came down and ripped through these towns. This next one, you see it. you see where they're piled up. It was well over the first floor of these buildings. You see the people in the bottom left kind of for scale, and just a mess. The thought occurred to me that it's, you know, all creation groans and cries out for the revealing of the sons of men. Things are off. Things are off. Not just here, but all over. I'll wrap up with this scripture from Deuteronomy. You know, we get asked many times, so what do we do? What do we do? What can we do? I recommend that you vote. Vote your conscience. Vote your heart. Choose life. And the scripture tells us to walk in obedience, here in Deuteronomy 5:33, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Well, here we are in the land that we are to possess, this land that was born in a day, this land that was formed by Christians, those that are called by my name, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. And if we want to prosper and prolong our days in this land that he has given us, we must do what his word says. We must not only believe, but walk in obedience. That means obey. That means do. That means show and prove the truth of his word. I've gotten several emails from across the country. Just wanted to mention as we close out that there's many across the land, not churches, but just individuals, calling for prayer Monday at 6 p.m., your local time, wherever you live. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's what they've been sending out. And so, again, people are realizing we've got to turn back to God. That's the only answer. It truly is. Well, folks, stay tuned. Thanks for joining us here this beginning in November. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message for you, a live message for you right after that. And so, again, we thank you for joining us, and God bless. We'll see you back in a little bit.
This is the day. This is the day that the Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. against the foe in veil below. Let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. And onward from the hill of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.